To begin our Govardhan Parikrama, we should begin with describing the importance of Govardhan Hill. According to scripture, and according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govardhan is none different than Krishna. So, in this world, is there such a thing as a hill that's non-different than Krishna? This isn't pantheism that says everything in nature is God. The sunset is God, the rose is God, the stars in the sky are God, and all hills and mountains are God. It's not a notion of pantheism. Everything in nature is God. Pantheism. But literally, Govardhan Hill is not different than Krishna. And at the same time, Govardhan Hill is a devotee of Krishna. The mystery of Govardhan Hill is very deep. Materialists forget it. They might appreciate the architecture here at Kusum Sarovar or something like that, but the mystery of Govardhan Hill, they cannot enter. A hill that's God, that's also a devotee, and not only a devotee, the best of devotees. Confirmed by the best of the devotees, the gopis. There's a phrase that they use to describe Govardhan Hill. Haridasa Varya. Haridasa is devotee of Hari. And Varya, the best of the devotees of Hari, according to the gopis, is Govardhan Hill. Best of the devotees. Why? Because in all respects, Govardhan is serving Krishna expertly, in so many different ways, and they list some of the ways. Flowing down the banks of Govardhan Hill are fresh mountain streams supplying the cows and the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram with pure crystal water. Very special grass. Not only soft grass, but a quality grass that when the cows eat this grass, they become very strong and very healthy and produce best milk. So the cowherd boys like to come to Govardhan to graze the cows on the grasses on the side of Govardhan Hill. There are many natural minerals and even jewels found within Govardhan Hill that the cowherd boys use for decorating their turbans or wearing as ornaments, or the minerals for various colors of their cloth. Govardhan Hill provides caves so that the cowherd boys can enter, even in November. When it never rains, they can become safe from the rain. And in the heat of the summer, they can enter the caves and remain cool. Govardhan serves Krishna by providing flat stones for Krishna and the gopas, and at times Krishna and Srimati Radharani to sit upon. Govardhan Hill is serving Krishna in every possible way. The gopis say, Srimati Radharani, and the gopis have the conclusive opinion, the best of all devotees is Govardhan Hill. And anybody who is the best of Krishna's servants needs to be honored by Krishna's servants. So I've come to honor Govardhan Hill. There's a nice description of the appearance of Govardhan Hill in this world and then in turn in Vrindavan. It's described in Garga Samhita, where Nanda Maharaj asks his elder brother Upananda, how did Govardhan appear in this world? So Upananda narrates, in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna were seated together on a transcendental throne. And Krishna began to smile very happily. And Radha saw his smile and said, Radha, Krishna, what is it you're contemplating that's making you so happy? He said, very soon, you and I will both appear in the material world and perform our transcendental lila, so that everyone can see the glories of the spiritual realm. And Radha looked very sad. She said, how can we leave Vrindavan and leave the river Jamuna and Govardhan Hill and your holy dham? How can we leave those places, even if we're together, without those elements? How can it be joyful? Krishna said, don't worry. It's already been arranged. My spiritual abode is eternally manifest in the earthly realm where we will appear. The river Jamuna has already appeared, and Govardhan Hill has also manifested his form in that same transcendental abode. Would you like to hear how that has happened? Srimati Radharani was very eager to hear. So he described to Srimati Radharani, which Upananda described from Garga Samhita. There was a great devotee mountain. In Vedic times, mountains were growing. And whenever anything is growing, when any one of the six transformations are existing, one can know there's a spirit soul present. Birth, growing from childhood, producing offspring, dwindling, vanishing, and finally death. Those six transformations indicate there's a spirit soul present. So when mountains were growing, it is to be understood from Vedic literature there's a spirit soul present. So Drona Chal, along with his wife, had a child, a small baby mountain. And they had received this benediction because of their long austerities, that from the spiritual world a mountain would descend and become their child. And so they named the child Govardhan. The mountain that's non-different than the personality of Godhead. And so Govardhan became celebrated throughout all the land and was honored and worshipped with big anukut, just like Govardhan Puja, just like happens every year at Govardhan Puja time, in the birth ceremony or the appearance ceremony of Govardhan. Because everything of the spiritual world, just like Krishna has his appearance, or Radha has her appearance, Srimad Bhagavatam has its appearance, Govardhan had its appearance. as the son of Dronacharya. Some time passed, and one sage from Benares, whose name was Palasjamuni, was on pilgrimage. And when he went on pilgrimage, he saw the beautiful mountain of Govardhan. And he had this idea. In Benares, there's no mountains. Wouldn't it be nice in my meditation to meditate on such a beautiful mountain as this? So he went to Dronacharya, Sadhu. And immediately Dronacharya said, "Oh, how fortunate is my family that you've come. Is there some service I can do for you?" He said, "Yes, there is. In Benares, there's no mountains. I'm requesting you to give your son to come with me, and I can perform my tapasya there." And Dronacharya didn't know what to say. He didn't want to say no. He didn't want to say yes. So he remained silent. Then Govardhan spoke up and said, "My dear sage, how is it possible that you'll transport me from here all the way to Benares?" He said, "I know the mystic art. I can lift you and carry you through the air, flying through the air, just like Hanuman flew through the air and carried a whole mountain. I have that mystic power." So Govardhan said, "Very well, I'll come with you on one condition. The one condition is, wherever you put me down, that's it. I won't go anywhere further." Palasjamuni said, "Fine. Let's go." And so he lifted Govardhan Hill and began carrying Govardhan Hill, flying through the air, until he was passing over the tract of land that we are now in right now, Govardhan, in Vrindavan. And he, by the arrangement of providence, he had to answer the call of nature. So not thinking of the promise that he had made, he set Govardhan down, responded to the call of nature, and went back to lift up Govardhan. He couldn't lift Govardhan. And Govardhan said, "I told you, when you set me down, that's it, I won't go any place further." So Palasya became angry. "You've tricked me. You know that Krishna will perform this pastimes in this particular cycle of yugas. You've tricked me. You've made me bring you here just so you can participate in Krishna's pastimes. I curse you. I curse you that every day you will shrink the size of one mustard seed until you're gone completely. Now, who can curse Govardhan? Remember, Govardhan is none different than Krishna. Who can curse Krishna? Just like Sobri Muni cursing Garuda. Who can curse Garuda? Or Daksha cursing Narada. Who can curse Narada? The residents of Braja say that the reason that Govardhan is becoming shorter and shorter and shorter is the tense feelings of separation from Krishna. And one day the whole of Govardhan may be gone. The Govardhan Parikrama that we're doing today, hopefully, the rain stops, will be just a repeat of who knows how many millions and millions and millions of Govardhan Parikramas that pilgrims who have come here for purification to Vrindavan have done. Probably many of us here have done Govardhan Prakrama also many times. But like chanting the Maha Mantra, how many times can you chant the Maha Mantra? Unlimited times. There's one devotee I know who was involved with assisting Lokanath Maharaj with the Braj Mandal Prakrama for years. Bhadra, some of you know Bhadra. He did that for 15 years or something like that. Then he decided, I think what I want to do instead is stay at Govardhan and every day during Kartik month do Govardhan Prakrama. Or Sanatan Goswami, even in his very old age, every day, Govardhan Prakrama. So, we may not chant 64 rounds in the course of our Govardhan Prakrama, but the vrata of walking around Govardhan Hill, Krishna himself started. So, we're following in Krishna's footsteps. And we're starting here at Kusum Sarovar, because it's a very nice place to begin, and it's a very nice place to end, because of how carefully everything has been laid out, and apparently there's restoration going on, because things look in much better shape than they have at times in the past. This the structure is relatively new. In the 1764, I think it is. These structures were built by one king in honor of his father. The father's name is Raja Suraj Mal, who was the king of Bharatpur. And his son, after his father had died, his son made this monument for his father, this structure that we're sitting under now, and his two queens on either side. In the center of this structure here is the impression of Krishna's footprints, not literally Krishna's footprints, but a carving, and Srimati Radharani's footprints, in honor of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna performed here. The pastime, the general nature of the pastimes here is that it was a place for gathering flowers. There was a large Ashok grove in this area and other flowering trees, and it was one of the favorite places for the gopis to gather flowers before they would go to Radha Kund to meet with Krishna. One pastime connected to this place, that the flower gathering pastimes, is related to a little temple. When we leave, we can take darshan of the deity. When going out is Vanbihari, Mandir. The devotees from Scotland are looking after the deity worship because at one point in time, one of Prabhupada's disciples from Scotland made friends with the elder Pujari, who had no male children to look after the deity, and he so much appreciated the service of the ISKCON devotees in caring for deities that he said he would turn over the temple to them. And the deity of Vanbihari is there. And the Vanbihari Leela is very charming. The there's a festival that's held every year and still is held, was held at the time of Radha and Krishna's pastimes and to this day is held. Forget the name of the festival. What's the name of the festival?
Janji Festival.
It's a festival when it's during when flowers are abundantly growing, and the young girls in Varsana, there's a contest. They're to take flowers and decorate the doorway with flowers, and then the elders come by in the evening and judge who made the best floral decoration. And whoever makes the best floral decoration wins some prize. They win the honor of the Janji Festival Award. So the gopis were very much looking forward to the Janji Festival, thinking Srimati Radharani is surely going to win the Janji Festival. So very early in the morning they came here to the Kusum Sarovar area and began collecting flowers. And the parrot of, you heard from Dina Bandhu about Vrinda Devi's parrots, right? I missed it, but I'm sure you heard it. So one of Vrinda Devi's parrots flew and landed on Krishna's windowsill to let Krishna know where the gopis were going today to gather flowers for the Janji festival. Krishna smiled. Mother Jasoda came to wake up Krishna, and Krishna was holding his stomach and moaning, "Oh! Oh! Krishna! What's wrong? Oh! My stomach, I don't feel so good. Oh! Will you just stay here in bed? We'll have Balaram take care of the cows and go with the cowherd boys. Balaram, come here quickly. Your brother is not feeling well. You're going to have to take charge of herding all the calves today. Can you take care of that, Balaram?" Balaram smiled knowingly. The Janji Festival, okay. Sure, Mother Jasoda, I will take care of the cows so Krishna can lie here and rest peacefully. So when the cows and the cowherd boys and Balaram left, Krishna looked this way, he looked that way, and jumped out of bed and got dressed. And he got a special costume, a gardener's costume, and came, guess where? Kusum Sarovar, to have pastimes with Radha and the gopis. So when Krishna arrived, Radha had gone and a little apart from the rest of the gopis to pick flowers, and each of the gopis had a basket. So Radha had her arm around the basket, and as she was moving, her sari got caught in a thorn. And as she was trying to remove the thorn from her sari, another part of her sari got caught on another thorn. And as she was trying to remove both of them, and another part of her sari got caught on another thorn. So she began calling out for her friends, "Lalita, Vishaka, come quickly, I'm stuck. Please come and help." And she called out many, many times. But they were some distance away and they didn't hear Radha call. But the gardener heard. So he came and removed this thorn and removed that thorn and removed the other thorn. And Radha was very happy. She said, "My dear sir, who are you and how did you know that I was here and have difficulty?" He said, "My name is Vanamali. I am the gardener of the king. And this is my service. I come throughout all the gardens of the king and tend to them. And who, may I ask, are you? My name is Srimati Radharani. And I'm so grateful. I wish I could offer you some tribute in my gratitude. But I'm sure my friends, the gopi friends, are anxious to see where I am. So I'm going to go and join them just now. Thank you so much. Very kind. So when Radha joined the other gopis, Radha explained everything that happened. Because they looked in her basket and they saw, you hardly have any flowers at all. And you always have more flowers than all the rest of us combined. You're the best. So she gave this explanation. They said, well, don't worry. We'll give you some of our flowers. We should hurry back to Varsana so we can decorate our doorways and compete in the Janji festival. And Radha said, my legs may take me there, but my mind doesn't want to go. And they said, what do you mean? He said, my mind is absorbed in that gardener. I want to see him again and thank him. Somehow he's captured my mind. Just then, Vanamali came on the scene and saw all the flowers and all the baskets of the gopis and said, aha! Just see! Now I know who it is that has been stealing the flowers of the king. Put down those flowers right now. What do you mean, the king's flowers? Don't you know this is Srimati Radharani, and she's the queen of Raja. And who do you think you are? I'm Vanamali, the gardener of the king. And you have no right to take the property of the king. He said, we're paying no attention to you. We're going to the Janji festival. So Vanamali took his stick, hit the bottom of the basket, and the flowers went flying in all directions. The gopis became very angry and stormed and swarmed around Vanamali and began pulling on him, and suddenly his costume came off and they saw it was Krishna. And they said, you're not Vanamali, you're Van Bihari. Now, just see what you've done. All the flowers that we've gathered for the Janji festival, they've fallen onto the ground and they're dirty. What are we to do? Krishna said, I'll take all the flowers personally to the river Jamuna and wash them for you. He said, there's no time, there's no time. It's so late, we have to get to the Janji festival. Krishna said, all right. And he took his flute and pounded his flute into the ground many times and made very quickly Kusum Sarovar and invited the sacred rivers personified to come and enter into the hole that he had made and use that sacred rivers of all the sacred rivers of the universe and washed the flowers and presented them to the gopis with a very happy smile. He said, that's all right, now the flowers are clean, but you've offended our Srimati Radharani. You should undergo some penance to correct yourself for this. Big offense. So Krishna said, then I will take the flowers and personally decorate Srimati Radharani with those flowers. So in one of these ceilings, it might be here, it might be there, there's paintings around the ceiling, and it shows the pastime of Krishna standing behind Srimati Radharani and decorating the hair of Srimati Radharani with the flowers. In fact, he practically did deity worship, all except for the dressing and bathing. He put ointments to decorate her. He gave ornaments and jewels, gave her a very nice crown. He offered all types of articles to Srimati Radharani in honor of the situation. By the time that lila was completed, the day was nearly finished, and the gopi friends were very happy that Krishna had honored Radharani in this way, but they were now in big anxiety. How are we going to make it in time to the Janji festival? We gathered all these flowers for that purpose. Krishna said, "Don't worry, I have a plan." And he got a gopi costume and said, "I will personally decorate Srimati Radharani's door, and I guarantee you she'll win the first prize." So Krishna went with the gopis to Varsana, decorated Radha's door, and Radharani won the first prize. So this Vanbihari deity is commemorating that pastime that took place here, and that's the origin of Kusum Sarovar. Over in this corner, if we were to continue walking over the cliff over here, you know, the wall, is Uddhava Baitak. We'll see what happens, but our plan was that we would have lunch there. You know, finish our Govardhan Prakrama and come back. Have lunch there. Because there's a large enclosed area and a deity of Uddhava. Uddhava was sent here. Monkeys are moving around, so don't leave things lying around. Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan by Krishna. And when we reach the other side, we'll see the place where another pastime of Uddhava was performed. But when Uddhava understood the elevated nature of the love of the residents in Vrindavan, and particularly the elevated love of the gopis, he decided to come and perform austerities. So the sitting place where Uddhava performed his austerities is just over here. And the deity's form is bluish in color because the bodily features and the complexion even of Uddhava very closely resembled Krishna. In fact, when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, riding on a chariot given to him by Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan thought that Krishna had come. But it was Uddhava. So Uddhava Baitak is here, and on the other side of the road, we're definitely not going to go there, but it's Narada Kund, and the deity at Narada Kund is Naradi. Have you ever heard of Naradi before, Nandasuna? Narada, Naradi. Narada became very enchanted by the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and wanted to participate in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But Lalita told them, "You can't enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna unless you have a gopi form." And so he entered, she made the arrangement, you enter into Kusum Sarovar and let's see what happens. And Narada entered into Kusum Sarovar and came out as Naradi. So the deity of Naradi is there at Narada Kund. And it's said that Narada wrote Narada Bhakti Sutra. Prabhupada began translating that and was completed by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In his ecstatic glorification of the love of Radha and Krishna, in that mood, after he saw Srimati Radharani at Ravel in her little childlike form. You heard that description. He came here and wrote Narada Bhakti Sutra. So it's a very sacred place. So many pastimes in this area. Should I follow Dinabandhu's footsteps and Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai? He's training me up. See the Prabhupada Ki Jai.